This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Unlike the federal government, nearly all state governments are constitutionally required to balance their budgets, and lately that has been a struggle. States have tapped rainy day funds, they've cut back on spending plans for education, health care, and other services to deal with shortfalls in this year's budget. But when the fiscal year ends altogether, states will still need to save or raise an additional $26 billion. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Angela Munson is president of the National Conference of State Legislators, which surveyed state budget officials. She says she's never seen states swimming in this much red ink.
The reports show state budgets are under siege. There hasn't been anything like this in recent history.
The main problem in many states is falling revenue. As the economy slumped, people lost jobs and paid less taxes. Plummeting stock values meant less revenue from capital gains. At the same time, when people lose jobs, more need state services like Medicaid. States complain that Medicaid costs have skyrocketed. And Munson says the federal government keeps piling on new requirements.
State budget planners are concerned that the proposed federal budget for next year does not meet the cost of mandates for the No Child Left Behind Act, special education, and election reform. We estimate states are about $25 billion short on unfunded federal mandates.
Munson says 29 states have imposed across-the-board budget cuts. 13 have cut Medicaid spending and 12 have trimmed spending for higher education. But it won't be enough to head off even larger deficits next year.
The magnitude of next year's budget gap is startling. 33 states estimate budget gaps in excess of 5%, with 18 of those facing gaps above 10%.
Now, at least 24 states are looking at raising taxes. More than half of them are eyeing steeper taxes on cigarettes. Another 6 may raise taxes on alcohol. Hikes in the sales tax are on the table in 6 states, and 4 states are considering higher income taxes. Nick Johnson, director of the State Fiscal Project at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says in the long term, states will need to make more sweeping changes.
States are going to have to confront the fact that fundamentally their tax systems are designed for a 1930s style economy. They have sales taxes that are levied on goods, not services, even though most consumption today is in the service sector, and that's the growing part of the economy. They have corporate income taxes that do not do a good job of capturing all the income of multi-state corporations who can move their money around.
And states will likely face more budget pressures as baby boomers age and their health care needs mount. In the short term, states are hoping for more help from the federal government. But Republicans in Washington argue that states should solve their own budget problems. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.